The next topic is about how the global trends are shaping transfer pricing. So we know about, you speak a bit of it, but we know about transparency, consistency. We know about all the compliance matters, especially with local masters files, country by country reports, but also the dynamic changes on BEPS and Pillar 2. So how you experience, and I would like to start with you now, Martin. So how is your experience globally speaking? Of course, we will allocate later on the region, but globally speaking, how these trends are shaping the world in terms of transfer pricing? It is something that you are foreseeing like a very relevant or important matter in with your clients?
Yes, we were seeing increasing controversy because of those global trends. So as I said, when we talk about a transfer pricing area where it consists historically of a lot of texts and data and information that is provided in lengthy documentation files, this alone speaks a lot about how AI now affects our work in transfer pricing. Also, when talking about global trends, of course, we need to talk about customs or tariffs, where we see because of trade challenges, trade wars, some would say, that we have rising costs when it comes to customs duties and international trades in general. And of course, within multinational business, it needs to be defined who is the one that bears such costs, but also risks of changing environments. And then we have the interconnection between those topics. Because in the past, in transfer pricing, we were sometimes in our isolated practice. We didn't have to think too much about, VAT or customs or other areas. And now with this rising customs costs, there is a lot of effects on the customs duties. And on the other side, there is a lot of more customs related audits and controversy. And we see that customs authorities are increasingly challenging business because of transfer pricing documentation work that they have seen. So they are increasingly asking for the transfer pricing documentation and look for topics that they can challenge from customs perspective. So we as transfer pricing practitioners need to have also those new environments in tariffs in our scope to not write something in our TD documentation that could lead to problems then from the customs side. Because one is something is clear that in transfer pricing, the direction of the defense is very often in the other direction than from customs, because customs authorities would like to see higher import pricing, of course. And on the other side, tax authorities, they would like to see lower import prices for the goods. And this is why they need to balance our argumentation even more in the TP documentation.
Yeah, makes sense. And what about you, Jesse? Because, of course, the global trends affects directly to your business because of all the supply chain structures. And so, but you are part and you are leading one of the most important regions in the world. Perhaps economically speaking, the largest one and the biggest one. So how these global trends affects your position and your role?
Well, as Martin mentioned, we have a benefit now that we have more transparency and more visibility about our transactions. That's super good. Also, the tax authority has this visibility about our transactions. But the challenge is that also the expectations are increased because now we need to be more aware about these inconsistencies that our information could have. So we need to increase the awareness and also the expectation. And why not, as part of the trends, we need to start using a similar approach of the tax authorities with the automated tools. Because if we want to be in the same face of the tax authority, we need to be prepared in advance. We need to start standardizing our markets as much as possible in order to have more accurate information to take better decisions. And as Martin also mentioned, everything is connected. It's not a transfer pricing and indirect tax and customs separated. We need to see everything as a impact impacting our business. So we need to be very proactive, I could say, into our company.